You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Or did I talk to the time pilot?
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Hi, this is Caitlin Brodnick.
And I'm Sue Smith.
And we love scams.
This is Scam Web Podcast,
guys,
where we talk about scams.
We talk about scams from our perspective. You know, we do some research, but if you want to do more, you know, go to college.
Do some Google. Yeah, go to college.
Googles. This is all about how easy it is to get to college and to buy your way to college.
Oh my God, it's infuriating, you guys.
Yeah. We have an amazing guest who reached out to us via Instagram, and she was actually there at the Lori Loughlin indictment. And
saw
Felicity Huffman. This is the Aunt Becky case where it was a college scandal where parents were paying for their kids to get into colleges. So we have her as our special guest.
And also Sue and I get very much schooled. Like, we learn a lot from McKenzie that we do not know.
From the youth. The youth of today.
The best. So, hope you guys enjoy it.
Autographs for fans.
Lori, pay for my tuition, Lori!
Oh, wow, that's priceless. And you know, we're laughing, but that's actually a great idea, right?
Okay, guys, we have to intro our guest today because we've just been talking for like almost an hour. It's so much fun. We have this hysterical comedian, current college student, new favorite person. We stand for
young
her.
Young person.
McKenzie Thomas.
Welcome.
Hi, I'm McKenzie Thomas.
I'm so happy. We have McKenzie Thomas to talk about the Aunt Becky scandal. We covered it a little bit before when we did our extreme blast when it came to the press.
We did a little news, breaking news coverage a few months ago, but now we're going to do a deep dive and tell you all about it. And McKenzie was actually at the trial of Aunt Becky. So, you know, we're going to get to it.
Yeah, it's so cool. So McKenzie was there. There's video. You guys have to go to her Instagram. We're going to have all the links. She's interviewed by Inside Edition.
Yeah.
She's in newspapers. Like, everybody wants to hear from her. And everybody kept saying, I loved these interviews with her. They were like, people were fans, but the most interesting two women were these college students. One of them, McKenzie Thomas. And she just like charmed the pants off everybody when she was basically like trying to fuck around. You tell him, McKenzie.
Well, I was into this like before it was even a story.
Yes.
Because I've known about Olivia Jade for a while.
Known about her scam or her as a person?
Her as a person.
YouTube.
Yeah. She was a YouTuber that I used to like.
And Olivia Jade is Aunt Becky, Lori Loughlin's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Daughter.
I used to like make fun of her with my friends because
I love it.
She
really?
Yes. Yes. She is a special type of stupid. A special type, because she's so rich that she's like oblivious to it.
Yes.
And my friends and I found this to be really funny. So we would all like gather around sometimes and like watch Olivia Jade vlogs. Like there's one that we really liked where she does budget jewelry, like blinging on a budget. I think that's what it's called.
Okay.
And she's
Yeah,
like I have this Cartier bracelet and it's like, it's really expensive, but you can probably get a, what do you call it? A knockoff on a discount website. And like almost the words discount, like website coming out of her mouth. She can't even pronounce it because it's unknown to her. So I've been new about Olivia Jade.
Okay. And you know, she's a dumbass. And then when you heard she got, did you know that she got into college? Did you think it was bizarre?
If you go back on her YouTube channel and you read the comments on her college like announcement video.
Yeah.
People are like, no way this is real.
How? Really?
How did you get it? Like her, even her fans were like, love you, Olivia, but how
you dumb bitch.
Yeah. No way.
Your brain's broke.
Yeah. And like, there was one comment that I will never forget because it's like one of the funniest things I've ever heard. It was like, you got into USC, .. Yeah, dumbass. What's 2 + 2? And
I love it.
I have just always been kind of fascinated with that beauty vlogger kind of influencer, unreal life.
Trying to be relatable too. They're always like, guys, we're the same. I'm just like you guys, except I get like laser hair removal all over my face.
Like I have always just been really into knowing what people's lives are like. Like, do you know the dope girls?
No, girl, I don't
know.
Well, the dope girls are, Olivia Jade is a dope girl. A dope girl is these girls who do-
Wait, are we saying dope, D-O-P-E?
D-O-T-E, dote. Okay.
Dote.
It's a shopping app. There are these girls, Olivia Jade being one of them, another girl, Emma Chamberlain, she's a vlogger.
Wow.
Other young influencers, girls, skinny as a stick, all white.
Of course.
And of course. Dote sends them on trips to Fiji.
What?
Yes.
Shut up.
Guys.
Trips to Fiji and Coachella for free to just take pictures in their bikinis for their website.
So is Dote showing you like any tips or makeup like, things? Or is it just look at these like people like an Instagram?
Clothes you can buy on the app. From my understanding, Dote is an app where you can buy clothes from any website and all put them in your cart at once.
Okay.
So like that's pretty useful, but I don't like
you don't need to see everybody in Fiji doing it.
Yeah, and so like Olivia Jade like in her college announcement video said like actually I won't be at the first week of school because I'm going to Fiji, and
stop.
She was on a Dote trip.
Wow.
Oh my god.
I've always kind of been fascinated with the Dote girls because they are living so far from reality.
Yes.
And
it is so much their reality. Like that's just what they do. They're just like doting off to Fiji and whatever, and it's just a part of their lives.
Yeah.
And
they're so just doting all over the world.
They just had a scandal. Dote the app.
Oh my god.
Which
this girl's so great.
Because you're unlocking an entire new world.
You're the best.
So like Dote sets up these big beds for their popular influencers on their Fiji trips.
What is a big bed mean?
Like a big actual big bed, like a hotel room, like luxury rooms, like canopy bed, like all of that.
I thought it was like a new app.
No, big bed. So they set up all of this stuff for their big influencers, which is Emma Chamberlain. She's like the quirky girl.
Oh, geez.
And like all these other Ellie Thuman, all of these people. And then there's a real difference between the way the few girls of color are treated on the trip.
Really?
It's really, really sad.
Of course.
And this spoke to me because I'm a woman of color.
Right.
And I was like, oh my God, like they actually, like all these white girls are getting giant white canopy beds overlooking the ocean in Fiji.
They probably look like a honeymoon suite.
Exactly. And then these girls of color are getting like little bunk beds.
Stop
it's
it.
Fucked up. It's fucked up. You should look into it. It's
I
fucked
will.
Up.
Did people call it out?
Yes. And all these girls of color have left Dote and they're like, we don't want to work with them anymore. But Olivia Jade was one of those girls that had one of the beautiful canopy beds in Fiji overlooking the ocean. She's used to living in the lap of luxury. So I was obsessed with knowing
it's
the way her mind works.
Right. So then when the Lori Loughlin. Guys, I can't do this. Loughlin scandal. I don't know a single name ever. When Lori Loughlin scandal came out, were you like, oh, yes, I'm vindicated. I knew this was fake.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
And you're in college yourself.
Yes.
And you went through the whole process.
Yes. So all of it just kind of fell in line for me to be like obsessed with it because I knew who Olivia Jade was. I knew who Lori Loughlin was. Yeah. I watched Full House. And she's the voice of reason on that show.
Oh, she has a moral compass, like you wouldn't believe.
Yes. Yes. I'm in college. Yeah. I just recently went through the college application process and I was like, holy fuck, this is crazy. And I just took in all the information I possibly could.
Yeah, and you're really, really smart. As we've heard, you know so much. Okay. So,
okay.
Then what was next?
I do a lot of research about things like this. When I become into something, like there's nothing stopping me. Like I get obsessed. Great. So I wanted to know where the trial was. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, it's down the street from my college.
What?
In Boston, right?
Yes. It couldn't have lined up more perfect. I go to college in Boston and it was at the courthouse, like 5 minutes away from where my dorm is.
Wow.
How in the world?
I'm so lucky.
Yeah.
The stars aligned.
So yes. Lucky for their misfortune.
Yes. So I had a friend who's in my comedy troupe. Mm-hmm. Her name's Vivi. And we both would like talk about this a lot. Like whenever we got together at lunch, we'd be like, it's Olivia Jade time. It's Lori Loughlin time. Like, let's talk about all the new news. And I was like, we should go.
Yeah.
We should go stand outside the trial. Like, we should go.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, why not? And guess what? I randomly didn't have class that day.
That's amazing.
It lined up so well.
Destiny. Like,
Destiny.
And you can still be a great student.
Yes. Yes. So Vivi was like, oh my God, holy fuck. Like, we have to go. And so the day of, we meet. She lives off campus. We meet on campus. Mm-hmm. And we go to 7-Eleven, my favorite store.
It's a great spot.
The cashiers know me by name. They always ask me how comedy's going, how school's going. They're very sweet. I love them. Shout out to them.
They're your parents you're at college.
Yeah. And actually, one of the guys is on vacation now, so I hope he's enjoying
your vacation.
But we went to 7-Eleven and we got poster board and like Expo markers because we wanted to write a sign that would be like, funny.
Yeah.
So Vivi and I are sitting. We have the paper in front of us and the Expo markers. And we're like, it has to be good. It has to be good. Yeah. We wanted
it's
to see it. It has to be good. Oh, it's a lot of pressure. And we wrote, Lori, please pay for my tuition was on one sign. That was Vivi's sign. Uh-huh. And then mine said, after you get out of prison, of course, because we're very polite girls.
Of course. Of course. Because we know it's hard.
Yeah. And so like it's hard out. It's hard out here for her.
It is.
So we marched down like to the courthouse and nobody's there.
Really?
Like, no people are there, just press.
Oh.
Press are people too, but
right, but
know.
Like
not really. Like they're mostly just like rats.
Yeah,
like the rats.
We thought it would be rats with cameras. Just
my husband
around.
Works in the press. You guys, hold on.
He works in a good press, but like most of the press is bad.
So we like get there, and we are the only spectators.
Wow.
That we see there at the time. So we roll up. Everyone's taking photos of us. Like we are like famous. It was so weird. It was so weird. And they're taking photos of us. Like us. Like, oh my God, your signs are so funny. And my friend Vivi is like really nervous because she's a journalism student.
Yes.
And you're not allowed to put your name out there to show bias.
Of course.
But she said, "Fuck it." So like,
it's really funny.
And Inside Edition was there and they got an interview with us before Lori showed up. And we basically like before we went, we have to be smart because we have to have these funny signs, but we have to be smart and prepared for these questions. So basically, like we talked about how it's fucked up that Olivia Jade, who said on her YouTube that she wants to go to parties to experience game days, tailgating and partying.
Oh, that's why she wants to go to college.
That's what she said on her YouTube. And we were like, that is messed up. Like, that spot
and
that money.
And not a value of college.
No. And that spot could have gone to somebody who really deserved it.
Yeah.
And this is something that's been going on for a really long time.
Oh, yeah. It's
like,
historic.
Rich people have been getting away with this forever.
Right.
Like, before there was even, like celebrity, like the way we experience it now. Like
grandfathering in and everything. Well, let's break down. So Sue has an outline. Let's go over like exactly what happened.
So the guy who is responsible for all this is a guy named Rick Singer. He grew up in Chicago. He is from like a middle class family. He was a good kid growing up. Most of my research is from Andrew Jenks's podcast, Gangster Capitalism, which I think is a dumb name for a podcast, but is a great podcast that you should listen to. So Andrew Jenks interviews all these people who knew him growing up, and they're like, yeah, that kid was like a good kid. He was fine. Like, I wouldn't expect this of him. So then he, after college, became a basketball and baseball coach of people. And then from there, he started coaching like ACT, SAT, college admissions, and working in schools to be a college counselor, helping people get into schools. And I think that he started out legit, but then became not legit. So
he's the ringleader of this whole thing.
He's the guy who, it's his company. Okay. It's his company that's doing all this shit.
Okay.
So then around 2007, this is from like the 80s to 2007, he's doing kind of legit shit, but then it gets more and more sketchy and more like gray area, like maybe this is not good. So then around 2007, he starts this company called The Key, and it's called a nonprofit. And it's technically a nonprofit, even though it is the way in which they're funneling all the money through it, all the payments through it. Okay. So it starts as a nonprofit. He actually does nonprofit shit for tax purposes. So the point of it is to help underprivileged kids get into college. And that's technically what the, you know, the nonprofit is. But that's not true. And then he exaggerates all the facts of that, of like how much work he actually does. He says on his taxes, he takes 100 homeless kids to Disney and he only takes 30 and they're not homeless. So that's that's what's going on with this nonprofit. He has an audition video that's on TMZ for a reality show where he says that Sundays are good for business because Saturday night parents go to dinner parties and they're talking to other parents and they hear about what the other kids are doing, getting into summer programs, what colleges they're going to. Okay. And then Sunday mornings, the parents are freaking out and they're calling him. And they're like, we got to do something and get our kid in.
He knows his audience. He knows he's stressed out parents that like want to one up each other.
He's a great business.
Yeah.
He's a great businessman. He also wrote a book, which I think is fascinating. Let me find it. He wrote a book in 2014 called Getting In, which was all these like, which was ghostwritten, but it was all these platitudes about like, how you should get into college. Some of them were never underestimate the importance of a good haircut.
Okay. Oh my God.
Branding requires bragging.
Oh no, that's such a white guy thing.
I know. I hate tell your friends
so much.
Tell your friends not to tag you in stupid photos or tweets.
Tag me in all of these.
Yeah, tag me. Who cares?
Tweets,
all of them.
Unless you're a comedy writer, and that will help you get viral.
When in doubt, lead. So he fancied himself like this kind of guru of like college admissions. So this is who this guy was. And what happened was in 2008 is his first account of like bribery. He has like two scams going on. He has this fake SAT scam where people can pay him and their kids and somebody will take the test for them.
Okay.
So their kids will get kind of like an unlimited time. And then he had deals with certain schools where he was like bribing the proctors at certain schools. So then the kids could just go in there and, I'm sorry, not the kids, but this guy, Mark, who knew all the answers to the SATs would go in there and take the SAT for him, for them. And then they would get a good score.
Did the kid just sit in there and watch? Did the kid know?
Uh, I think the kid would just sit in there and watch. So the kids didn't know.
I think some of them must have, yeah, have known.
I think they must have, but I think the kids definitely showed up for the tests. And this is the part of the kind of scam that Felicity Huffman did. So Felicity Huffman paid Rick Singer $15,000 to have a proctor take the SAT on behalf of her older daughter in 2017.
Fun so that's fact the about that. On the Desperate Housewives, her character pays $15,000 for someone to take the SAT for her daughter on the show. She paid the same amount of money.
Life imitates art.
Stupid. No, they're like, you know, that's a great idea.
Great character arc.
Oh, geez.
Life imitates art. So he charged less for this service, like $10,000 to $15,000. And then his other service, his other type of fraud that was not an SAT service, was this one where he would bribe sports people to get kids into college.
Based on sports teams. That they were recruiters looking for, let's say, the best baseball player in the Southeast. And that would be the person that college would want.
Right. So coaches can say, like, I want this person on my team. Mm-hmm. College coaches can say that. And so he was bribing the coaches to say that about his students. And that's how Olivia Jade got in, because I think she was a rower.
And they photoshopped her on a body of another woman in the... Our producer's figure. Okay, so in the college application, if you're an athlete, like, you show pictures, or you show things and evidence and stats. And so they photoshopped Olivia Jade's face on another woman who was actually a rower.
Yeah, that was common. He had like a Photoshop guy on his staff.
I have a friend who had some friends that were recommended to Rick, or like whoever deals with
that company,
the people. I don't know. But they basically, Rick's people were basically like, well, we have someone that's really good at the SAT, but if all else fails, we're really good at Photoshop. That's like
that's
their thing.
Pitch. Yeah. They're honest with their clients that this is all bullshit.
Well, they were just so cocky because they hadn't got caught. They'd done it like over 700 times and never gotten caught. Yep. So of course he's like, whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So he called it his side door process.
That's bizarre.
This is like what he referred to it as. And so his theory is like the front door is your application. The back door is The back door is your butt. Is having like a legacy. So like,
yes, which
your parents
still exist.
Yeah. Like, so if your parents went to Yale, they'll like buy an auditorium and get you into Yale. Mm-hmm. So that's the back door. And then his side door thing was bribing coaches. And that's what he referred to it as.
And proctors.
Have you guys ever heard of T.M. Landry?
No.
No. Who's that?
T.M. Landry is a school in the South, somewhere in the South. And they are in a...
Wait, how are we spelling this? T-A-M?
T.M. Landry. Like, it's separate. Like, T.
Okay.
Dot M.
Initials.
They are a school that is in a lot of fire now for... making up fake facts about kids on their college applications, encouraging them to do so, making kids lie about deaths of parents and lying about poverty. What? And they have a 100% college acceptance rate. And it just came out recently that they were also abusing the kids at this school. And hell fire of a story. It's awful.
Oh,
this is a high school?
This is a high school.
Oh,
hold on. I'm going to Google
that. And it's crazy because it makes me so upset because there's so much riding on people to get into a good school, but you don't have to cheat like that.
No.
And it's also all opportunity. Like,
but all of these kids at T.M. Landry, that's all they knew.
Right.
Was to cheat.
And when you're that young and you're told by your superior, you're like, guys, you got to do this. This is the way the world works. You have a limited experience about the way the world works. Like, you can have all the morals you want. But I really trusted a lot of my teachers in school. Even in college, I like really trusted my teachers. I look back and I was like, that guy was a fucking idiot. But I really, at the time, I was like, I'm 13. No, I'm 19.
13 in college.
In college. Whoa, I'm a savant. No, I'm 19. This guy seems like such a great teacher. He's so learned. And then it turns out he's like fucking a student. So it's like, you know, shit happens. And
when you're young, you are so impressionable.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
and bad. You're told to listen and respect everybody.
That's bad.
People suck. Okay. So
okay.
Your so, friends met with this guy and did any of them, do they have any details without
no,
spilling anything?
No, it's my friends, like friends.
Uh-huh.
And she also like, my friend Perry also went, like grew up with Olivia Jade.
Oh.
And has can confirm that they are dumb, both of the girls, Olivia and her sister, and yeah, like like just like they nobody went through with working with Rick Singer from what
nobody
I know from
it,
Perry's
yeah.
story, but like I think saying that if all else fails, like we're good at Photoshop, like was definitely
it's a red flag.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he had all these connections. So somehow he conned people high up. Like he's a very convincing, charming white guy. So he conned people like high up to refer him. So like at Morgan Stanley, people were like, he was on the list of people that they would refer their clients to for college, you know, application help. Yeah. So like he's doing
he
this sort of thing.
He wanted to be in that upper echelon of like yes. a panicked... Oh. You know, seen need to be seen parent.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
a schmoozer. Yeah. Like he's such a schmoozer. He knows all these people and then he conned them into doing this.
Yeah.
Aunt Becky. So his services for like SAT cheating are like 10 to 15 grand. But then his services for like fake sports playing are like anywhere from like $500,000 to $6.5 million. There was one
I think Aunt Becky paid
$500,000 for both daughters. So maybe they start it was a little bit less like it sounds like the fees are variable. They're all over.
Yeah, it's
like,
all random numbers.
That's probably
yeah.
who's more famous.
Yeah.
I mean,
she's
an opportunist. Who has ever got more money?
For
and there were
sure.
also, I saw that there were also lots of other, not just these two actresses, they're the ones in the spotlight because it's the most interesting and crazy and change of character, but a lot of businessmen also,
yes.
their sons were thrown in for doing, like, put in the pile of like the bribery and everything. Like,
yeah,
a lot
well,
of fancy people.
These big businessmen want their kids to go to like a Stanford, a Harvard, a Yale.
Who cares?
A Ugh. School that sounds really scary when you say
so,
it.
Yeah.
I got one for you.
Okay.
So the New York Times reported that this guy, Zhao Tao, chairman of a large Chinese drug company, and his wife paid Singer $6.5 million to forge their daughter's credentials to get her into Stanford, which is crazy because
also, she's not going to do well when she's there.
I know.
If she can't do it, she's not going to do well. And she's just going to be so insane. Like, think of the anxiety of that kid, like knowing that millions of dollars. I mean, I don't know like what her life is like, and maybe that's just how they do things in their family. But like then to have to go and perform at a rate with other people that are from Stanford.
Well, then you probably just cheat to
you
get
cheat.
Your fucking test.
Cheat because that's the only thing they know.
But it's so much work to cheat. Like it's so much work and you have to organize
sure.
and handle. I just feel like that would just be so much anxiety.
Yeah. But if your parents are rich like that. They have people that can organize cheating for you. I am so sure.
Oh,
which
right.
is so crazy to even think about living yeah. in a world like that.
I know.
Right. Okay. So in 2018, or maybe it was 2018, early 2018, this guy, Maury Tobin, was being investigated for securities fraud. And he was like, hey, if you guys give me less time, I can tell you some dirt. And then Maury snitched on Rudy Meredith, who's the women's soccer coach at Yale, and said and told the feds that this guy Rudy was getting bribed to get people into Yale and put him on the soccer team.
How
and then that
been if you were on a soccer team too then
oh I would have been
you have
pissed.
Like some idiot who's like dribbling next to you.
I know. And then so that kind of like unraveled everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a 10-month investigation that led to Singer. So when they got to Singer, when they realized that he was the one responsible, they were like, you're going to be in jail for 65 years. And he was like, I'll wear a wire. So
what?
he rat. So Singer, like,
he
actually
offered to be a rat.
Yeah, he was a snitch. Clients. Yeah, he sang like a canary. He like ratted everybody out.
That's so funny.
Crazy. And so he would wear a wire and go into all these appointments and meetings with his people.
He called his clients on the phone, and Andrew Jenks has the actual, if you listen to his Gangster Capitalism, has the actual recordings of him calling his clients on the phone. Oh, and he was like, he would say to his clients, "I'm being investigated by the IRS. Just to confirm," he would say, "I'm being audited by the IRS. Just to confirm, this is the amount of money you paid me, and this is what you paid me for, and this is what we're saying it's for."
Yeah,
and it's
that,
like,
that is what you say.
That's so dumb. Like, yeah. if I did some shady shit and somebody called me on the phone and said all that, I'd be like, "Yo, why are we talking about this on the phone? Like, you would know that he's being shady."
Yeah.
So,
but also, like, that's exactly what the FBI probably told him to say. He's like, you have to get the exact wording out.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So it also sounds absolutely so planned.
Right. Absolutely. So like he called, so he would call them and be like, "So you donated $100,000. We're going to say our story is you donated $100,000 to the Key International, as charity. But this was for whoever to take the ACT for your daughter. Got it? Does that sound good to you?" And then the parent would be like, "Perfect. Got it." So, yeah.
Because those recordings are in the court documents.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see, they have it transcribed, all of those recordings. And you said it was 34?
34. Andrew Jenks has the actual recordings on his podcast. It's fascinating. These people are the parents sound so dumb. They don't suspect anything. Like Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman are just like, yeah, sounds great. Like they don't even,
nothing. They're probably getting their nails done on their way to do stuff. Yeah. Trader Joe's, like, I don't have time to confirm everything.
Well, no, they probably are with the glam squad. They all have glam squads that come to their house and like,
right.
Olivia Jade has a glam squad.
Just before her videos?
Like before her day.
Oh, I hate people.
Oh my God. So only one of the people he called was like, "Hey, we should meet up in person. Like, let's not talk about this over the phone.
That's smart.
But everyone else fell for it. There was no IRS audit. He said he was being audited by the IRS, and that's why he had to like confirm all this shit. But that was a lie.
Did he get a reduced sentence or anything? Like, what did he get for this?
So he hasn't been sentenced yet, but the idea is that he's going to get a reduced sentence for like snitching on all these people.
Yeah.
Wow. That's interesting.
So then apparently with some of these people, he actually, Singer is getting charged with obstruction of justice as well, because with some of these people, he kind of had warned them in advance, that not to say anything harmful or illegal because it was on a recorded line. So I don't know if he emailed them. I couldn't find details on that.
Probably, yeah.
Or texted them or something, but he's getting charged for obstruction of justice as well with some of these people, with at least six families who knew it in advance.
Wow. It's
really crazy. 50 people have been charged. 22 of them have pleaded guilty. Only one person has been sentenced so far. And it's this guy, John Vandemore, which is a rich name. And he was the Stanford sailing coach who accepted $600,000 in bribes.
Oh my God.
He was sentenced to one day in jail with time served.
That's it?
What the fuck?
What
and a $10,000 fine. $10,000 fine. I think like 2 years of probation or something like that. But his argument was that all the money he accepted, he put back into the Stanford sailing program so that he didn't take any of the money for his personal use.
Wow.
Yeah. So one day in jail. Lori Loughlin pleaded not guilty.
Yeah, she did.
One thing that Andrew Jenks has on his podcast that is like heartbreaking is this mother's story. Kelly Williams Baller in Akron, Ohio. she was newly divorced and she had two daughters and she lived in a dangerous neighborhood. And she put her parents' address down on her kids' high school forms so that they could go to a better school.
A lot of people do.
Yeah. And then not a big deal. She's just like looking out for her kids. She's a single mother. She's trying to like get them out of a dangerous neighborhood into a better school. And apparently they were like the only kids of color in the school, in the new school, and like all this stuff. 18 months later, so they had a private investigator. They follow her around and like the jig was up. This is unrelated. This is just an example of how unfair the sentencing is. So 18 months later, this lady, Kelly, got an indictment and they were charged, and so did her father, and they were charged with grand theft and tampering with documents.
Right.
And found guilty and had to be in jail for 10 days on probation for ridiculous. 3 years mm-hmm. and had to pay a fine of $70,000. And if they violate the probation, they have to go to jail for 10 years. So this is the mm-hmm. sentencing this woman got just looking out for her daughters to go to a better school. And this fucking guy got 1 day with time served. It's just
ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
It's so bad. So
that's where we're at now. We're just waiting for everyone else to be sentenced. But he's the first guy who's been.
Yeah, and Felicity Huffman did come off as guilty.
Yes, I saw her too.
Yeah. Oh, you did? Wait, okay, so now so now the trial's happening. Everybody has to show up to the trial.
Yes.
It's in Boston.
Yes.
Why is it in Boston?
I have no clue.
Okay,
honestly have no clue.
That's where the federal investigation was. So that guy, Maury, who first snitched, he was being having a federal investigation, and he first snitched on the Yale coach.
In Boston.
And that was in Boston. So that's where the federal investigation is taking place.
Okay. And Lori Loughlin also took a private jet to the court trial.
Okay. Let's talk about that.
Okay.
The way Lori Loughlin rolled up to this court was actually one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
Okay.
People talk about it like, oh, she was smiling. Oh, she was signing autographs.
Yeah.
She was hugging fans, shaking fans' hands, blocks away. She got out of her car to meet.
Early.
Yeah, fans a couple blocks away, got back in the car, and did the rest of the drive to the courthouse.
Okay.
And at this time, when Lori showed up, there were more people there. There were actually, hardcore Lori Loughlin fans there.
Yeah.
But me and my friend were like, ew.
No, you know.
And, Lori comes out of the van. She's in like a Sprinter.
Which is a Mercedes van, right?
Okay.
Yeah. She is smiling.
Right.
Signing autographs, shaking hands. I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Oh my God, Lori Loughlin's about to walk past me. This is like a crazy moment. I have to get it on video. So I pull out my phone randomly and I just said the first thing that came to my mind when she was smiling and laughing and talking with the fans. I screamed at Lori Loughlin, Lori, Lori, pay for my tuition, Lori, Lori.
Wow.
And it went viral.
Those are humongous. Deep words.
Some deep,
that's what you
deep
meaningful
thought.
Words.
But
yeah.
it was insane. Like, yeah, cool. The clip went somewhere, but crazier the fact that she looked me in the eye, laughed at me, and smiled. That's what you don't see in the video. That Lori Loughlin made eye contact with me, heard what I said, and laughed. How disconnected with the world do you have to be?
Do you think that her people were like, look, just look loving and jovial, like Aunt Becky, and they'll never put Aunt Becky behind bars? Like,
I don't know
what she's thinking.
Her husband was there, Massimo. Right.
You can see it. So, in Inside Edition has an interview with Mackenzie, or it's featuring Mackenzie, and you see him. You see Lori in the clip, and she looks dressed incredible. And then Massimo, who's a designer for Target, great leggings, great t-shirts
of Massimo fame.
Yes, Massimo
is so serious behind her.
Yes, he was so stoic, and he looked scared.
Of course,
their whole entourage looked really sad.
And maybe that's why they're not getting charged, is because they only had the recorded calls with Lori and Felicity. So they didn't have recorded calls with Massimo and whatever Felicity husband.
William H. Macy.
Yeah, he didn't show up to the courthouse on that day.
He did not.
But Felicity Huffman walked with her brother.
Yes.
Who is a lawyer?
I guess.
Something.
Someone with a briefcase.
Briefcase, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. It's important.
She came I think she came before Lori. And
oh yeah, it said on the interview, it said 2 hours before.
Yeah, she came before really her. Early. We were standing outside and she did not look as happy.
No.
At all. Mm-mm. Because I think she knew that they had that phone call and that she would not get off free.
No.
And to clarify, these are just their indictments. So like their charges, this isn't, their trials haven't actually happened yet. So in June, in early June, Lori Loughlin was quoted as saying that she couldn't believe how long her trial was taking, how long it was taking to get to her trial. And it had only been since March. And she was like, I can't believe how slow the justice system works.
Oh, she's a fucking idiot.
Yeah, she's a fucking idiot.
And yeah, she's so disconnected.
Looking at her laugh at me like that, I was like, this woman truly is an idiot.
That's a crazy
person. I'm literally making fun of her
to her face.
And she looks at me and like, not a laugh. She's like,
children.
Like, literally like, oh my God.
You're adorable.
I love my fans. Like,
yes. For her, it's just more fan work.
Yeah. It was really, really crazy. And I'll never forget the way she looked at me.
Wow.
I'll never forget it. It was so bizarre.
And so when the trial or the indictment went on, you were waiting outside?
Did I was you see waiting them when outside. They left? I did not wait outside for them because it was going to take a while. But after that, we were the only, because there was a Lori Loughlin fangirls.
I saw.
And they left right after Lori.
Yeah.
And we stuck around, me and my friend.
Yeah.
And my friend Vivi was like, we shouldn't talk to the press. And I'm like, we should.
We absolutely should.
And so we talked to everyone. Mm-hmm. We talked to everyone and we were like, this is fucked up. This is fucked up. And tons of reporters were asking for my video. And this is going to make me sound stupid, but my phone's name is Buttfart. My phone's name is Buttfart.
Really cool. Actually.
So when you airdrop,
it's from Buttfart.
It's from Buttfart. So I'm talking to all these professional, like,
that's amazing.
Reporters.
They all want a Buttfart deep down inside.
Yeah. So like, Boston Globe interviewed us. A couple podcast people were there. Someone from China interviewed us, and like the local news and all this stuff, Inside Edition, all of it. And when I went home, I was like, nothing's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Like, I was one person there. And I go home and I'm like, holy shit. I look at my phone and I have...
You're covered.
Messages from family, friends, from all over the country. Like, we saw you on the news. We saw you on the news. And so I'm like, oh, that's weird. That's kind of weird. So I go to the dining hall at my college, go on with my day, and I'm eating. And this is when I realized that I was like, oh, I have no control of this. Because every clip that's shown of Lori walking into court, you see me and I say it.
That's
no matter
amazing.
What camera that it's on, like I have my own video.
Yeah.
That's my property, but there's the CNN cameras going by me see me in the footage. I'm sitting at the dining hall eating like, I don't know, cauliflower or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. And like...
Cauliflower is so in right now. It's everywhere.
And so I'm eating it and there's a TV in front of me and I'm in a really public space and all of a sudden my face is on the TV and everyone in the dining hall is pointing at me like, that's you on the TV. What did you do today? And like, I'm so embarrassed. Like, oh my God.
That's amazing.
And
it's the same day.
It was really crazy. The highlight of it was definitely getting interviewed by Vanity Fair.
I enjoyed
that thoroughly because the reporter lady was so sweet.
And she's so funny too. The article
is
really
so
funny.
She's and cool. She got my sense of humor immediately. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, girl, like I just want Olivia Jade and Lori Loughlin's coin. I just want her coin. And she like totally wrote it perfectly. And it's just been like a very funny little thing. The Trevor Noah clip. Like Trevor Noah showed
huge.
It on the Daily Show.
Wait, I want to mention the Vanity Fair. Kenzie Bryant.
Yes.
Is the one who wrote that.
Yes. Kenzie Bryant is the reporter that wrote the Vanity Fair article and she's the best.
Yeah.
And then Trevor Noah.
He guffaws at you.
I know. And I like my head exploded because like I'm a big comedy girl.
Yes.
You know, that's my life. And to see somebody that I look up to, you know,
it's huge.
Be like, that is priceless. That's priceless.
Yeah,
like, it was really special and cool. But I'm happy though that like my clip has it's kind of like started conversations on Twitter about how fucked up this is, and like yes. I've had people trying to PayPal me to pay for my tuition.
Take it.
Yes.
I don't know if that's legal.
But it's been really, really cool. Yeah. But I really, at my core, am still obsessed with this case.
So then what do you feel like now after that experience and everything? Like, what are your impressions now? Are you going to go to, if they go to trial, are you going to go show up at the trial?
Not for like videos or anything would I go. Mm-hmm. Would I take a video? Maybe. Mm-hmm. But I just want to go to see if she's the same. If she's still laughing like that.
Yeah.
Like, it was really weird. Signing autographs. Like it was like Pleasantville.
Yes.
Weird. I would probably go if it, mm-hmm. it was in Boston and it was while I was at school, I'd probably go.
Yeah. And we still don't know when it's going to be, right? We don't know when the trial's going to be. No.
Mm-mm. And she's going to push it back. She pushed it back twice.
Yeah.
And yet she's complaining how long it's taking.
Yeah. She pushed it back twice and it was like a big ordeal.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, maybe I'll go. I feel like there's more to this story that we
I think more is going
to
come
out, especially about Olivia.
Well, right. And I think the girls they said publicly they were very embarrassed. Felicity Huffman's daughter was very upset. She said she didn't know. And I think that's a huge thing, too, is talking about then like being a parent, like you were really setting your child up for you don't trust them. And you don't trust their education. And that's like such a difficult, sad thing to hear that your parent doesn't think you're smart.
It's really sad. But it also makes me upset because, you know, my parents have always encouraged me and kind of pointed me towards where I want to be educated.
Yeah.
And for to grow up in a house where education and being smart isn't really valued,
right.
It makes me really upset for them. And it might not be something that they realize. It makes me really upset for mm-hmm. Olivia because she obviously was not raised to in an environment that harbored her education.
Mm-mm, or focus on that. And now she's a joke. Like people, like that's a really tough thing to be this like woman on, I mean, too bad, but to be like so on sad. Track to be going to Fiji and then you are just a joke. Like,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. And she place. Like, if you look at her like dorm room videos.
Is she still in school?
No.
Pulled them out.
Yeah, they pulled them out of school, but she was really into like decorating her dorm room.
Yeah, because that's all her only talent.
Yeah. But the funny thing was she was actually doing deals with Amazon for like their back to school line, college move-in line.
Right. And then she lost a bunch of her sponsorships, I believe.
Yes. She had a palette at Sephora, a makeup palette. Okay. And that doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
She was, I think, sponsored by tons of stuff. Like, I don't think she works with Dote, the app anymore. I don't think she does, which sucks. But also, like, in a way, I feel bad for her, but also tough love. Like, there's so many amazing, talented, smart people in the world that could have taken your spot and, like, don't want to go to college
and
for partying.
Need it.
Yeah. Like, there's a lot of people that I know that go to college and they're the first person in their family to go to college.
Right.
And their whole family is depending on them to become something that can.
And it's such a building thing from the beginning of your life. Like, really, it's all about getting into a good school, It sucks.
Now, it's a myth. College is a scam. Yeah.
Is Massimo still doing well at Target?
I think
Massimo's no longer at Target. He hasn't been at Target for a couple of years.
Oh, okay.
Like, unfortunately, because I did like his t-shirts.
Yeah.
They were lovely. But he hasn't been there for a while.
Massimo.
He's been replaced by Universal Thread, by A New Day, by all the others. Listen, I go to Target 3 times a week.
Yeah, Target.
I'm familiar with the fashion there.
Yeah, but he's really rich. Their combined net worth is nuts.
Of course.
Their house, insane. So big. Like, it looks kind of like a step down inside from, like, have you seen Kim and Kanye's house?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like very marbly and like white. Nice. And like, if you were to drink coffee in that house, it would
be
a sin.
Yeah.
And so they just, I think, just took down outside of their house, Massimo, Lori Loughlin, the Olivia Jade house, had a USC flag flying proudly in front. I think they just took it down recently.
Oh.
Okay. Wow.
Yikes.
This has been nuts. I'm so glad, Mackenzie, you were there.
Oh, I was
our
happy.
Our reporter extraordinaire.
That's
reporter on the street.
So much.
You've covered
it all.
I love to know.
She's so great. So do you have any more facts?
No, those are all the facts.
Yeah, so we got to wait. I mean, we got to have you back when we have more information.
I'll be here. I'm in the know.
In-depth coverage, Mackenzie. Yeah. I'm going to need you to get some in-depth coverage, some reporting, some like awkward interactions with the stars.
Oh, I'm going to need that.
You're just so smart.
I'm on the ground, nose to the ground, in the know. Tiffany Pollard said famously, I was not born. I just came out of my mom in the know.
I love it. New York.
I love New York.
When did you meet her?
I've never met her, but I wish.
Oh, I thought she said that about you.
No. She said that on Flavor of Love, like in the middle of the season.
I love it. See, I love your knowledge of like current YouTube, but like classic.
My boyfriend and I watch Flavor of Love together.
She knows the classics. Mackenzie knows it. You guys, thank you so much for listening to this crazy tale. If you have anything, or you were there as well, or you were one of the big Lori stans, you know, just drop us a line, give us a call, tweet.
Listen, if someone's told you to go to Rick Singer, if you met Rick Singer, if you've seen him at the grocery store. Yes, apparently he swims in Florida. If you swim at the same gym as him, you can email us at scamwildpodcast@gmail.com.
And you can call us. I love the phone calls on our Hot Tip Hotline at 347-509-9414.
Yes.
Yay. Amazing. And you can always slide into our DMs on Instagram. And that's how we met Mackenzie.
That's what I did.
She's a badass bitch. She gets shit done.
Oh my God. You guys are.
Thank you again.
Bye.
Bye.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.